Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Lord. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways tonight, sharing the divine word of truth unto you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I just thank God for being able to come into your workspace, being able to come in your living room area, and then also being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank God for you and you and you that are able to tune in on this evening, taking out your busy itinerary to tune into the old ship of Zion. God has engraved a blessing with your name on it. And I just hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And so I would like to also take out this time right now to just say prayer for those of you that may have lost loved ones in the last 48 hours, 24 hours, even as early as today. I just want to send my condolences out to you, you and you that has lost a beloved loved one. And may God just, hallelujah, just hold you with his right hand, and may God just bring restoration unto your soul, as only he can do. Our prayers go out to you. May God bless you, is my prayer. All right, without any further ado, we're going to go on into our prayer. And so we're going to go right now, and I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge the one and only Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord and our soon coming King. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus, and he reigns forever and ever. So we're going to go right now into our prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our home, God. We know that you have prepared a place for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, we'll be coming and going through this barren land. Hallelujah, as pilgrims. And I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay tonight, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may or may not know of you, hallelujah, in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. And we know that time is yet ticking right along. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right now then into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And we're just asking for those of you just to pray for me, because I need prayer just like we all need prayer. I'm no exception to the rule. And so we are just helpers one to another. Hallelujah. When I hurt, then you should hurt. When you hurt, I should hurt. So we are all into this spiritual realm together. as children of God, disciples, we are to share in one another's burdens according to Scripture. All right, well, we're going to go right now on into the Word. And our sermon on tonight is Real Estate in Heaven. And we're talking about our home. I want to say that one more time. Real Estate in Heaven. We're talking about our eternal home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because you're just so wonderful. And we know that in the law of John 10 and 27, and it reads like this. My sheep hear my voice and know them, and they follow me. That scripture reading is found in the law of John 10 and 27. Now we know that Mary stood by the entrance of the empty tomb and wept in misery. That our Lord had died, she longed for the touch of the vanished hands. Lyrically described death's cold finality. The sound of a voice that was still. Then Jesus appeared in her grief. Mary's eyes deceived her, for she thought she was the gardener. But when he called her name, she knew him immediately. She cried, Rabboni, which means teacher. That's found in the law of John 20 and 16. Hallelujah. And people have asked if we'll know one another in heaven. I believe that we will know. And he knows there where Jesus received his glorified body. His followers recognized him. According to the law of John 20:19-20. And I know that someday we too will have a glorified body. So we are to rejoice, said Jesus to his disciples, because your names are written in heaven. We look in the law of Luke 10 and 20. Someday we'll hear again the voice of loved ones whose names are written in heaven. Voices now still. We will hear the Father who spoke thy name with rough affection. The Mother who called us in from play. There is one voice, however, that I long to hear above all others. My Lord Jesus calling my name. Hallelujah. And like Mary, I will know him at once, my Savior. And I will meet thee again in that deathless land. Whenever thy feet shall imprint the sand, and the loveliest things that have there been mine shall there in eternal beauty shine. And we know that a goodbye are the laws of earth, but reunions are the law of heaven. Hallelujah. And now we'll go on into the law of Matthew 17. It unfolds the account of what is known as the transfiguration. In this scene, Jesus announced the glory that was yet to come. Jesus took three of his disciples up into a high mountain and was transfigured before them. His face shone as the sun, and his clothes was white as light. He revealed himself in a way that they had never seen him before. Resplendent with light as he would one day appear as the glorified Son of Man.
Peter, completely perplexed by the vision, would have liked to prolong it, but the hours spent on the mountain were not to last very long. And as is the true in our lives, we must return to the valley, to the battleground of spiritual warfare. Prior to their descent, however, God spoke expression his pleasure in his song. And the disciples fell on their face to the ground, awestruck at the majestic approach of a loving God. At sinfulness, they bowed in fear before a holy God. Though Jesus allowed only three to witness the transfiguration, we know that one day, all who know and love him will both witness and experience a great transformation. From this mortality body to an immortality, we know that our Christian hope is that one day Jesus Christ will return triumphant, and that his people, the church, will be caught up to meet him in the clouds. We know that the transfiguration gives us a glimpse of what will someday experience. The song that says blesses assurance, and it expresses our anticipation of that day. And it goes like this. It says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Will eyes of salvation purchase of God. Hallelujah, born of his spirit and washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praise in my Savior all the day long. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that for those of you that are living according to God's will, according to God's way, and according to God's command, God has line in reserve that God has prepared himself a glorious structure, not built by brick and mortar, not built by the hands of modern man, but its builder is Jesus. Jesus is the creator. Jesus is the craftsman. Jesus is the architect of our heavenly domain. And it was created with God's very best of material. And it was favored by and of and through God himself. And we are his children and his disciples. So don't get caught up in all the world's accolades, because it's all temporal. These earthly things shall pass away. But we know that if we lay our treasures up in heaven, where thieves can't come in and break in and steal, and moth can't eat away at our treasures, like love and tenderness and kindness, loving your neighbor, loving them that despise and falsely accuse you, then we know that it will not be any thieves allowed up in heaven. And that's where your real estate property lies, in heaven. So we know that this earthly planet is not our home. This is just a temporary holdover. Hallelujah. A temporary holdover. But we have in reserve a real estate home that's built by God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine your real estate up in heaven, surrounded gated community, pearly gates? Can you imagine humongous pearls on each gate? God said that as 12 gates in the east, 12 gates in the north, 12 gates in the south, 12 gates in the west. Hallelujah. And the streets are paved with gold.
You hear me? Paved, P-A-V-E, with gold. And if you got all the millionaires and all the billionaires in this world and you combine them all together with their wealth, they could not afford a paved street, a mansion with pearly gates. They were bankrupt. But we have a God that owns everything, and everything belongs to him. He don't need no fine home. He don't need no car. All he wants is your soul and your body to come in submission unto him. And thy will lie in wait. A piece of real estate property that God built with his hands. It's no other home like unto this real estate in heaven. You've seen houses out on Beverly Hills Boulevard in movies or in magazines or maybe traveling. Maybe you know people and friends that live in those beautiful homes. Hallelujah, with manicured lawns. But that home and this home is not in comparison, because that is not a home on planet Earth that can compare to your real estate in heaven. Those of you that are living according to God's will, according to God's way, and according to God's command, command mean his truth, meaning his word, meaning his law, hallelujah, then you have in reserve real estate up in heaven, like unto no other real estate that you ever seen, witnessed with the natural eye. You have not seen a home till you seen the home up in glory. That's a home. You hear me? And guess what? You don't even have to pay mortgage. Your mortgage is paid in full with your real estate property up in heaven. Hallelujah. So I know I don't have much time, so I'm going to try to hurry along so I can get all this in before the end of this program. Now we know that by faith, Abraham obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. In Hebrews 11 and 8, when Abraham was about 75 years of age, God called him to leave the land of his father. And so advanced in years, he departed for the land of Canaan. He was ruthless. He was homeless. Hallelujah, not knowing where he was going. And that was the story of Abraham's life. We know that age brings about a change and uncertainty. It means transition from a familiar past to an uncertain future. It can mean movement from a family home to a smaller place, to a daughter's home, to a retirement village, to a nursing home. The final resort, like Abraham, some of us make our way from one location to another, always traveling and not knowing where we're going. Yet we can be at home in any dwelling, for our safekeeping lies not in the place where we live, but in God himself. We can dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's found in the law of Psalms 91 and 1. There in his presence, under his wings, we find refuge. The eternal God becomes our dwelling place. Though our dwelling place here on earth may be uncertain, God will be our companion and our friend until our traveling days are over and we reach our heart's true home, heaven. Until that day, let's shed the light on God's loving kindness on other travelers. We know that someday,
heavenly house with all. I cannot tell how soon 'twill be, but this I know, my all in all, has not a place in heaven for me. We know for the Christian, heaven is spelled H-O-M-E, home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that how grateful we are for the wonderful of the world that God has created for us as our home and time. Though blighted with evil and pain, the earth is full of beautiful things that dazzle our senses. Hallelujah. We know that early, some midsummer morning, we take a walk in a flowered garden and absorb its beauty and fragrance. Then think about all its lovingness, a faint glimpse of heaven's glory. Our Savior assured his disciples that he would return to his Father and his eternal home to prepare a place for those who simply believe. It will be a place of such splendor that nothing on earth can compare with it. The only requirement for entry is personal faith in Christ and his atoning death and resurrection. I would encourage you to trust in his sacrifice, and one day he'll welcome you into that glorious, beautiful, and joy. We know that Christ opened the door of heaven to those who open their heart to him. And our sermon on tonight has been Real Estate in Heaven, talking about your eternal home. And I hope and I pray before ending that I've said something to impact your mind and infuse your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the Oship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Oship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And before ending, if there be any prayer petitions, you are welcome to call into the studio. The lines are open. And those numbers to call into the studio are 646-230-74. Guest toll-free call-in is 877-598-8654. We have exactly 6 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. And so we will allow these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
You gave me peace. You gave me love.